If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting a deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
I'm John Batchelor, reporting with my longtime colleague Jeremy Zakas in Sydney, Australia. One more plague about Australia. When last we spoke, the mice were approaching Sydney, the outer outskirts of Sydney, coming from farming country in the eastern part of your country. I read now that the mice plague has not softened at all since the several weeks since we last talked. What are they doing about this? What are the plans as it gets closer and closer to central Sydney?
Oh, the plans are still the same, John. I mean, there have been millions and millions of mice killed. There have been millions and millions of new mice born, I think, is really the story here. And honestly, they're continuing to come. The move is at the moment that the government is still continuing to work with the farmers, still continuing to get the poisons out there, still working in any way to stop the mice in their tracks. But they are still in the rural areas to the west here of Sydney. Sydney itself is reporting time to time in many of the suburbs that there are abnormally high numbers of mice, which are seen as like the bow wave, I guess you could say, the front of this mice epidemic. But it's not slowing down. I mean, you'd think with colder weather, the minus temperatures, the below freezing temperatures, these mice wouldn't be able to survive. But the reality is they're finding warmer places to get into. Those warmer places happen to be people's homes. In Sydney, we will probably see more mice than normal this year. We're expecting it to come, but honestly, these little critters, you just can't stop them. They're a plague of epic proportions, and I don't know where this is going to end, John, because, you know, behind winter we have spring, and that's where they tend to really, really increase. So I guess just watch this space.
I read from a CNN report in these last hours, a plague of mice in the Australian state of New South Wales has forced a prison to evacuate at least 420 inmates and 200 staff. The mouse infestation at the Wellington Correctional Center broke down parts of the prison building's infrastructure, damaging internal wiring and ceiling panels. Corrective Services New South Wales Commissioner Peter Severin said Tuesday, this is Tuesday past, inmates would be transferred to other prisons and staff would be relocated. How far is this from you, Jeremy, the Wellington Correctional Center? Is that hundreds of miles, tens of miles? I don't know your geography.
It's really tens of miles. It's at least an hour or a couple of hours drive, really. I mean, knowing Sydney traffic. But you're right. The mice, they are eating everything. And the main thing that they like to eat, and this is something that's probably the worst damage that they can do, they love the insulation on wiring. So the Wellington Correctional Facility, a lot of just general farm properties and homes are being basically made uninhabitable because they have no electricity due to the mice getting in there and just eating out the power cords. The Wellington facility too, I believe, it was also a case of the mice starting to get into the water system and starting to get into some of those basic life support areas as well, which is the reason why they evacuated it. But I think that's a great example. If you can't stop mice getting into a jail, I mean, where can you stop them getting into?
Jeremy Zakas in Sydney. The news is that Sydney is now locked down until at least July 7th because of the Delta variant fears in Sydney. Israel is also restricting travel and a lockdown as well. These are two countries that are vulnerable to the Delta variant, but if it's going their way, it's coming our way. I'm John Batchelor. Thank you, Jeremy. We will talk again, I think in a week, because I want to track your Delta variant. So is this good for you next week, this same time?
Absolutely, absolutely. And certainly doing it on Zoom is much easier because my phone, as we saw last week, does lose connection from time to time just with the network. Zoom's perfect.
This works perfectly. Yep. And wonderful news about the baby, Jeremy. Wonderful, wonderful
thank
news.
Thank you, thank you.
I'm sure when I tell Ms. Mason, she'll be thrilled and send you a note. I'm sure of it.
Oh, please do. And I'll drop her a line as well, actually. I haven't spoken to her for a while, but no, thank you very much.
Wonderful. We'll speak in a week. Thank you, Jeremy. Bye-bye.
Absolutely. Thank you, John. Bye-bye.